Hey there, friends. It's Nick. So I was chatting with some mates yesterday, and one of the questions that came up was how much of our work, we're all in a business accountability group, how much of our time is spent actually producing stuff, putting content out into the world, putting value out into the world, as opposed to sort of being a sponge and soaking things up and reading books or watching videos or, just generally taking stuff in. And like a lot of things, I mean, I think when we look at this sort of stuff, like a lot of things in business, we can look to nature, to the natural world, to get an idea of what's best. Because this was really the underlying sense of the question. What's the best ratio to be doing that? And I think, of course, the answer, as it is to so many questions, is, well, it depends. But I think if we look to nature, we can see obviously that there are periods of massive, massive growth. We're having in the UK at the moment, we're in one of those periods of massive growth. Keep having to cut the grass and what have you. But then there are also periods of where the earth is fallow, the natural world is fallow, and everything falls back and stabilizes. And to me, this is a perfect analogy, really, to how I work. Although, yes, I'm always reading, I'm always taking in some amount of information. There are definitely periods where I dive into a particular subject and just immerse myself. I mean, I've talked before about 7 or 8 years ago, probably, I got fascinated by lean manufacturing and agile manufacturing, these kind of principles that allowed companies like Toyota to sort of rise from the ashes of the Second World War almost and become these amazing productivity machines, I suppose. And I really, re I mean, I read a lot of books, I watched a lot of videos, I really dove into that subject. Do I use it every day? No, but does it inform my thinking? Yes, absolutely. And that's partly because part of this process when we dive into a subject is that kind of letting things go fallow. And when you kind of stop and let the really important stuff, percolate in. And then what happens, of course, is it starts to hopefully affect the productivity side, the kind of the stuff you are creating, the stuff you're putting out into the world. And I think it's a good example of where actually, if we look at things, well, here's another example. There's another analogy, natural analogy. I've been thinking about this weekend, and I'll say it speedily here, but thinking about a business as a kind of a tree, and when we have the trunk of the tree, we have the kind of the core value, the thing that is bringing you up out of the forest floor. But of course, you've got the roots and you've also got the leaves, which are, sort of sucking in water and nutrients at the bottom, and of course, light at the top. And I think it's a really interesting analogy, because what I've talked about with stories, of course, is I've talked about creating around us and around our businesses these mythologies, these true mythologies. And yes, maybe they revolve around the origin story, your origin story, but then you have lots of other stories, there can be little things, little stories, little touch points that bring people into your world. And actually, in this sense, a tree is a better analogy, because every leaf is looking for its own bit of light, its own bit of attention. And if it gets paid attention, if the story works in this analogy, then that energy, that attention, that light gets drawn down into the tree. And we follow the twigs and the branches to the trunk, where the main value proposition is for your kind of client. And in one sense, I suppose, I'm in the kind of leaf making business. And every one of these podcasts, in a sense, is a leaf. Anyway, thanks for listening, and remember, your story means business. Hey, this is Nick.
Thanks again for listening. To dig deeper, search for story.business.